God never doubt.
啊，我们知道神他从来没有怀疑的地方。
Doubt is an intrinsic characteristic of the finitude of humanity.
啊，我们知道怀疑这样的话是代表我们人的一个很有限的一个特征。
But the common perception, the doubt is the lack of faith.
我们很多时候我们会认为说有怀疑的话就代表我们缺少信心。
Is it true?
啊，这样的一个看法大家认为对不对呢？
This is a topic we are going to spend time to ponder upon.
那今天我们就在这个题目上有些讨论。
And let me first start out with my sermon with a real life story.
那我今天开始我的正道之前的话，我会给大家先讲一个真实的故事。
In this book, Just As I Am, Billy Graham has gone a great length to explain his spiritual intellectual hurdles that he won over during the first part of his ministry.
格里汉牧师他有一个这样的自传，自传的题书的题目叫做《真实的我》。在这本书当中，他花了很多的篇幅来讲述他自己在他的信主过程的信仰当中，他怎么样能够越过他自己信仰当中的各样的鸿沟。
In the 40s, that is the onset of Billy Graham's ministry, he had a very good friend by the name of Chuck Templeton.
啊，那在上个世纪的四十年代，也就是格里汉牧师开始他的。这个侍奉的过程的前期，他有一个很好的一个侍奉朋友，他的名字叫 Chuck Templeton。
Templeton was his preaching partners。
啊，那这样的一个他这个朋友的话呢，跟他一起经常会有些布道。
And this young man was articulate and knowledgeable in history。
啊，那这个年轻人的话，他非常的知识非常的渊博，特别对历史的东西非常的了解。
And he has a razor sharp intellect。
啊，他的他有很敏锐的这个知识。
And Billy Graham respect him enormously.
啊，那格里汉牧师对他也是非常的尊敬。
And they not only the partner of the ministry, but also good friends.
他们不但是在侍奉，在侍奉方面的伙伴，他们同样也是非常好的朋友。
They went around together, roomed together, and had a lot of fun together.
啊，他们也在一起住，他们也很多一些很欢快乐的时光。
In short, they are real pals.
啊，那简单讲，他们真是非常好的朋友。
During the 40s, Billy Graham had already become the president of Northwestern University.
啊，那在那个时候的话，格里汉牧师已经是西北大学的校长。
And Chuck Templeton was the pastor of the Toronto Avenue Road Church.
啊，当时的他的这个朋友叫 Templeton 的话呢，是在多伦多的一个教会做主任牧师。
And he engaged in the Youth for Christ organization.
啊，那他在这个青年归主协会的话，有很多的侍奉。
And then in 1946, Templeton resigned from the pastoral position.
啊，那在1946年的时候 ，Templeton 呢，他就从他的侍奉的教会出来了。
And he enrolled at Princeton Theological Seminary.
他就进入普林斯顿神学院学习。
And this young man had a great passion for intellectualism.
啊，那这个年轻人的话，他对这个理性主义非常有热情激情。
But during the first year as a graduate student, and he encountered serious theological difficulties, especially in the area of the authority of the scripture.
啊，那他在读这个神学院的这个第一年的时候，他遇到了很多方面这个挑战。第一个挑战就是他对圣经的神圣性、圣经的正确性开始有了怀疑。
And as a president, Billy Graham thought, I don't have a PhD degree. This is not very adequate. So he decided to go back to school to get his PhD degrees.
好了，在那个时候，他认为他自己他没有博士的学位，这样的一个问题，他觉得自己很难够完全靠自己能够想明白，所以他决定到学校去重新得到一个博士学位，能够来了解这个。
And these two young men always get together and read some of the.Books written by the pioneer of the what he called the Neo Orthodoxy.
啊，那在那个时候啊，这两个年轻人他们经常在一起，他们经常读一些关于神学方面的书，特别是关于一些新正统神学方面的书。
So in order to keep abreast with the mid 20th century thinking.
啊，到这时候在是当时在二十世纪的一个很流行的一个思想。
Now what is the Neo Orthodox about?
啊，那这个所谓的新正统神学它代表什么样的意思呢
？And they reject theConservative Christian thinking.
他这个正统的神学，新正统的神学，他们拒绝传统的基督教的信仰。
And they put new meaning into the old theological terms.
他们在这些老传统的这个神学思想当中，他们注入他们自己的新的想法。
And during the ensuing years, and Templeton always have conversation with Billy Graham.
在接下来的一些年月当中Templeton 呢和 Billy Graham 格里汉牧师他们经常会有些讨论。
And he said, Billy, you are 50 years out of date.
他经常他有时候会对格里汉牧师说，他说你真的是已经老掉牙了。
Do you know people right now no longer accept your conservative thinking?
他说你知道吗？现在的人已经没有办法能够接受你那些保守的思想。
Your faith is too simplistic.
你的信仰真是太过于单纯。
And your language is out of date.
你的所用的语言的话也是完全的是老旧的语言。
And let me tell you, in order to be success, you have to learn the new jargons.
如果你要是能够成功的话，你必须要学习新的一些语言。
Well, because Chuck Templeton was Billy's good friend, so Billy became tremendously confused.
因为Templeton 的话是格里汉牧师他最好的朋友，所以他的这一番话让格里汉牧师真的是非常的疑惑。
And he said to himself, what I heard and what I read really struck me, the concept ingrained me since my childhood.
他说他在那个时候，格里汉牧师说他带领时候读的东西和他所听到的话语，让他自己从小就能够扎根在心中的一些想法完全有些困惑了。
And no question about that, I believe the gospel.
毫无疑问，我当然是相信福音。
I believe the deity of Christ.
同样的，我也相信基督的神性。
But the question is, could this Bible be trusted?
但是现在的问题是，我们读的这本圣经，它是不是能够完全的让
我们相信？Is the Bible really inspired by the Holy Spirit?
那圣经的话，是不是因为神，是不是靠着神的默示而所写的呢
？And is this Bible carry the authority that the Bible claims?
圣经是不是真的像有圣经所说的那样的有权柄
？So for a few years, he was carrying an intellectual, spiritual, and emotional baggage.
所以在那个时候，他格里汉牧师他的真的是背着很多的这些理性方面或者神学方面的信仰方面的重担。
And then he said to himself, "And this doubt, if raised by sophomore, is okay. But now I'm a president of a university, and then I sign my article of faith before I take this job."
他说，如果那个时候我只是一个大学生的话，我有这样的想法，其实也没有什么无可厚非。但是那个时候我已经是一个大学的一个校长。而且我也已经签了这样的名字在这上面，我有这样的想法真的是不应该。
And his life is reaching a watershed point.
在那个时候，他的信仰生命真到了一个很关键的一个地方。
Could I honestly say that the Bible can be trusted?
在那个时候，我真的是能够真的是内心中认为圣经是可以完全是无误的，是可以信仰。
If I said yes, I can go on.
如果我的答案说是是的话，那我就可以继续。
Yeah, I'm not sure. I better quit my presidency.And my pulpit evangelism.
如果我不确定的话，那我真的是应该从我的校长的职位下面退下来。
And I'm only 30 years old. I can find another job.
那个时候我才30多岁，我还可以找到另外一份工作。
And it's not too late.
还没有太晚。
Now at the end of 1949, Billy Graham agreed to speak at the annual college briefing conference met at Forest Home, which is a retreat center at the east of Los Angeles.
在1949年的时候，格里汉牧师他同意去一个叫做森林之家的地方。这森林之家在洛杉矶的东部，是一个退休会的中心，去参加一个给青少年和大学生所举办的一个年度退休会。
And then Bill questioned himself, "Can I speak with this kind of hypocritic feeling?"
那格里汉牧师他心中就觉得好像自己有点虚伪，他觉得说我能不能真的有这样的想法，还能不能去那边去演讲呢
？But at that moment, the Holy Spirit seemed to interfere his life.
在那个时刻，我们看到圣灵就来影响他的想法。
And the head of the conference was an old lady by the name Henrietta Mears.
那这个主持这个退休会的是一个年纪大的一个老姐妹。
And she was the director of the First Presbyterian Church of Hollywood.
那她呢是好莱坞的第一的长老会。
And she is a very godly woman.
她是一个非常属灵的一个姊妹。
And she faithfully believed the integrity of the scripture.
她真真实实的相信圣经的权威。
And she understood the Bible truth and the modern scholarship.
而且她对圣经的这个真理的话，她比当时很多的所有的学者都了解的更多。
And most important thing is her enthusiasm for the Lord is contagious.
而且更重要的是，他对神的这样的一个激情，真的是非常有感染力。
And just before the conference, she just like an angel sent by God to encourage Billy Graham.
那在这个退休会之前的话， 之前的时候，他就像是神所差派给格里汉牧师的一个天使一样。
And she said, "Read the Bible."
他对格里汉牧师说，你读圣经。
And focusing on two phrases.
你所要关注的就是其中的两。
And the first one is, "Thus saith the Lord."
那第一话就是说，神如此说。
And the second one is, "The word of the Lord says."
还有一个就是神的话领导。
And then as he searched these two phrases in the Bible, Billy Graham discovered there were 2,000 occurrences of these two saying in the Bible.
当格里汉牧师他在查看圣经的时候，他就发现在圣经当中有2000处的地方说的刚才说的这两句话。
So in the evening with a bright moonlight, Billy walked along the San Bernardino Valley.
在那个晚上，在一个明月的晚上，格里汉牧师他在圣本纳迪诺的峡谷行走。
And that's a place where the conference would take place.
这也就是当时在那个退休会要举办的地方。
In the middle of the woods, Billy Graham dropped his knee.
在一片树林当中，格里汉牧师他跪了下来。
And he opened his heart in his most deeply felt struggle and needs.
他完全的敞开了的心，特别在那个时候，他真的是有非常重的，就非常的需要。
He placed the Bible on a tree stump.
他把圣经放在了一个树桩上。
And then he opened the Bible randomly.
他就很随意的打开了圣经。
And later on, he said he didn't know what Bible, what chapter he was open to.
其实那个时候他并没有办法看到他翻到的圣经的每一页。
And then he prayed to God.
但是他对神祷告说。
But before he prayed, he presented his struggle to the Lord.
但是在他祷告之前，他向神表达他心中内心的挣扎。
Oh God, there are many problems with it for which I have no solution.
他说对神说，他说在我的心中有很多的挣扎，我真的是没有答案。
There are many seeming contradictions.
好像有很多看上去是非常矛盾的事情。
And the Bible and the modern science does not seem to cohere all the time.
而且很多的时候，我发现好像圣经的知识和我们现代科学的知识并不
And honestly, I'm unable to answer the question my good friend Chuck presented to me.
而且老实的说，我的朋友Template 他给我的一些问题的话，我没有办法能够回答。
But somehow the Holy Spirit worked on his heart and free him from this struggle.
在那个时候，圣灵来在格里汉牧师的心中动工，能够让他得到释放。
And Billy Graham prayed the following prayer.
格里汉牧师就有接下来一个祷告。
Father, I'm going to accept your word by faith.
他说，天父，我要凭着我的简单的信心来接受你的话语。
And I'm going to allow the faith to go beyond my intellectual question and intellectual doubt.
我要让我的信心能够信仰，能够超越我的理性的思维。
And I will believe this, pointing to the Bible, to be your inspired word.
而且根据圣经，我坚信圣经是你神所默示所说的话。
And as he rise from his prostrate position, his eye well with tears.
当他从这个俯伏敬拜的这个姿势起来的时候，他的两眼饱含着泪水。
And in his own words, he said, "I sense the presence and power of the Lord, which is unprecedented."
他在那时候他说，他感受到神的同在，而且从来没有过如此强烈的感受。
And all the questions remain unanswered, but major bridge has been crossed.
他知道说，其实很多的问题并没有真正的一个答案。但是他感到他心中的那道鸿沟已经被
And my spiritual battle had been won.
而且他知道他的属灵的征战已经得胜。
And his faith had arisen to a level which is higher than before.
他知道他的信心达到了一个比以前更高的一个境界。
And as for Templeton, he fell away from faith.
至于说格里汉牧师他的朋友Templeton 的话，他后来他完全的离弃了正道。
And he left the ministry and became an agnostic.
他后来完全的是离开了侍奉，而且成为一个不可知论的信者。
Now let's think about that. What the word doubt mean?
那我们现在来看看这怀疑是什么，代表什么样的意思
？The word doubt traces Latin root to the meaning means two minds.
那怀疑这个词的话，它的最早的这个拉丁的原文代表的是有两个心、两个想法的意思。
To believe is to be in one mind about accepting something as true.
如果我们说到的相信的话，就表示我们一心要相信一个东西，来接受它是真实的。
To disbelieve is to be in one mind about rejecting it.
如果完全的不信的话，就表示说你有一心 去要拒绝一个真理，去拒绝一样事情。
那 doubt means to waver between these two minds。
啊，那这个怀疑代表的意思就是在相信和拒绝不信之间来回的变动。
And then as a human being, as a thinking being, then we ask the question, where is this wavering come from?
啊，如果作为我们人来说，我们其实可能很有时候可能会想，我们所有的这些来回的摇摆不定是从什么地方而来？
Just for example, if you are standing at the edge of a swimming pool,
举个例子来说，如果你在游泳池的这个边上站立的时候
，and then you ask yourself, should I jump down into it?
你可能你问自己说，我是不是应该跳到游泳池当中
？Then you have doubt.
那就表示说你心中还是有
一个 So doubt means the lack of certainty or readiness to take a step of faith based on facts.
那就表示说你没有这样足够的这个信心能够往前走一步。
Now the solution to this simple example is very obvious.
那解决这个怀疑的这个问题的办法呢，其实非常的清晰。
Well, you find adequate evidence.
那就是找到能够足够的证据。
So from this we know that doubt is good.
所以从这个角度来说，我们可以知道，其实怀疑是有它正面的一面。
And doubt is a safe measure.
怀疑的话是一个让你。
So I call this a legitimate doubt.
有些时候我们知道，我们可以说的是有合理的怀疑。
But there are many, many other cases why people doubting.
但是在很多其他的情况，我们知道人也会有别的怀疑。
And some young people clench his fist and said, "I'm not going to let someone run my life nor do my thinking."
那很多时候有些年轻人可能会说我不想要别人来掌管我的生命。
And this is what we call the rebellious doubter.
那这就是我们说的一个叛逆的怀疑者。
And then I saw these young people, many times.
我也在生活当中也可以经常可以看到这样的年轻人。
The advice to these people is change your attitude.
那我对这样的年轻人的一个忠告就是来改变你的态度。
Another kind of wavering is due to his personal experience. For example, saying my parents are Christians, they abused me when I was young, and how can I believe their God?
那另外一种摇摆不定的人的话，他是根据他的自己的一些过去的经历。举个例子说，也许有些人他会说，他的父母都是基督徒，但是从小的时候却有虐待我，我怎么能够相信神是真实的
？So this is what I call the disappointing doubter.
那这个对我在我来看的话，就是一个好像非常失望的一个怀疑者。
Now it's easy to say than do, but the saying is, for this person, I would advise them to focus on Jesus.
我知道很多时候容易说而不容易做。但是我要对他的这样的建议的话，就是你要把你的注意力集中在耶稣的身上。
And the third kind is what I call the intellectual doubter.
那第三种我说的就是一种理性的怀疑者。
Is resurrection really believable?
可能这样的理性的怀疑者会说，复活是真正的可以相信的吗
？How can a good God send people to hell?
怎么可能一个好的神却把人送到地狱当中
？Now these questions have answers.
这些的问题的话，其实是有答案的。
And our Lord welcome us to argue with him.
而且我欢迎大家来跟我一起来辩论讨论这个问题。
And in the book of Isaiah, Jehovah said, "Come and let us reason together."
在以赛亚书那个时候有这样说到说，你来，我们可以一起来讨论。
So God never condemned our doubt.
其实神并没有指责我们的怀疑。
But rather, He was willing to argue with us.
其实神他愿意在这些事情上和我们有争辩。
Another doubter is what I call the contemplative, non-contemplative doubter.
那另外一种怀疑者的话就是不思考的怀疑者。
不思考者。Well, in our life, we always reach the point that we are too busy.
很多时候在我们的生活当中，我们知道我们都非常的繁忙。
We have young kids to worry about.
我们要照顾我们的小孩子。
And my wife is sick.
或者是说太太有疾病。
But the thing is, the faith cannot develop without some contemplative time.
但是我们知道，你的信心、你的信仰，如果是没有一些时间来思考的话，你没有办法能够建立。
So for these people, I would say to them to adjust their priority.
如果对这些人的话，我需要说的就是能够调整你的次序，轻重重要的次序。
Another doubter is what I call the unrealistic doubter.
那另外的一种怀疑者的话，就是完全不实际、不合理的怀疑者。
When they come to the church and heard about the brother and sister's testimony, and they said, "Well, it applied to you, but not applied to me."
这种人的话，他来到教会当中，他可能听到弟兄姐妹的见证， 但是他的反应会是说，这见证哦，这样的事情能够在你的身上可以得到印证，但是在我身上却毫无。
Yes, God listened to your prayer, but how come He doesn't listen to mine?
他可能会说，哦，神啊，真的是好像听了你的祷告，为什么神不听我的祷告
？You said you received Jesus, and then you have joy, but I don't feel the joy.
他可能会说，哦，你说你接受了主耶稣成为个人的救主以后，你生活当中充满了喜乐，但是我感受不到喜乐。
And for these people, I would like to point out one important thing in the Bible.
那我对这样的这些人的话，我会指他把圣经中的一些经文指给他看。
Do they know that 60% of the psalmists were not in an upbeat?As you think,
你知道吗？有60%的
诗人 psalmist，
有60%的诗歌诗人，他们其实并不是像你一样的那么好，像那么开心。
And in fact, if you read the Psalms, you find out those psalmists always lament.
你看到其实有很多的这些诗歌，其实是像哀歌一样。
And they cry out, God, where are you?
是他们对神的一个呼喊呼求。
Another kind of doubter is what I call a responsible doubter.
那另外一种怀疑者的话，那就是一个不负责任的怀疑者。
And in my past times, I've encountered several of them.
其实在我过去的领域当中，我遇到过好几个这样的人。
It's like TC, I believe in Jesus.
他对我说TC, 我相信神。
But I do not want to make the commitment.
但是呢，我真的是很不想能够有投入的。
So they really don't have the sense of duty for their life.
所以在他们的生活当中、生命当中，他们完全没有一种责任感。
And I would say these kind of people not only have problem in the matter of faith, they may have problem in other area of their life, such as marriage.
所以对这些人来说，我想跟他们说的是，你也许不单是在信仰的事情上你有问题，也许在你生活当中的其他的方面，包括像你的婚姻这些事情上，你可能也会有问题。
So to these people, the advice is be responsible.
所以对这些人来说，我的建议就是你要做一个有责任心的人。
And then another kind is I don't feel that I have faith.
那另外一种怀疑者就是说我好像没有感觉到我有信心。
Do you have this kind of feeling?
你有没有这样的感受呢
？And to be absolutely honest, I have.
其实非常坦率地跟你说，有些时候我也有这样的想法。
But we have to realize that faith is not about feeling.
但是我们必须知道，我们的信心不只是一种心中的
想法。You cannot expect a perpetual high all the time.
你也不可能期待着你的信心好像从始终都处于一种很高的地步。
And let me give you an example.
那我给你一个这样的例子。
When you are babies, your mother changes diaper for you.
当你很小的时候，也许你的父母可以给你换尿片。
Do you think your mother always enjoys smelling your diaper?
你可能会你知不知道你像你的父母帮你换尿片的时候，他们是不是总是非常的能够喜欢那样的味道呢？气味呢
？And the answer is no. But the question is, does it mean that your mother don't love you?
那当然答案可能是不是的。但是这是不是意味着你的父母就不爱你呢
？Love is not based on feeling.
我知道爱不但只是好像一种心理的感受而已。
In the same way, faith is not also depends on feeling.
同样的。信心也不只是内心的一个感受而已。
So let me go back to the original simple example of the swimming pool.
那我再回到我刚才提到的一个很简单的一个例子，就是我们站在游泳池的这个边缘。
And to remove the doubt means to find evidence.
那要挪去怀疑的话，就是我们能够找到有证据。
But in many times and many cases, and we cannot and will not find exhaustive evidences.
但是在很多的时候。我们没有办法能够找到所有的证据。
So this is where the faith and doubt come into play.
就在这个时候时刻，我们也看到信心和怀疑就开始有征战。
So we all experience that when you have a lot of doubt, you have less faith.
我们都有这样的感受，就是当你有很多的怀疑的时候，也许你就是有很少的信心的时候。
But the good news, if the doubt is removed by reasonable evidences, then Your doubt will go down.
但是很好很和谐的一个现象就是，当你的怀疑如果被一些合理的证据所逐渐的去消除的时候，你的怀疑会到一个比较低的一个层次。
So the interesting thing is, if that happens, that your faith will rise to a higher level, higher than before.
而且就在那个时候呢，你的信心也会上升到一个更高的高度。
So can faith and doubt coexist?
所以给大家的一个问题是， 信心和怀疑可以并存吗？
On one hand, it's no.
从某种来说，答案是 不可能。
If you don't handle properly.
如果你没有能够很好的处理的话。
But if you handle properly and biblically, then doubt can result in greater faith.
但是如果你很好的处理这样的一个冲突，或者说你用圣经的办法来解决的话，其实你的怀疑可以让你最后解决好，可以带来信心的增长。
And let me read six verses from Gospel John, according to chapter 20, from verse 24 to 29. I'm not sure it's printed on your bulletin board. Bulletin.
那我大家来读一下在，约翰福音的第二十章的第二十四节到二十九节。我不知道在大家桌报上面有没有。
If not, I just read it and then you pay attention attentively.
如果没有印在桌报上的话，大家我可以来读，然后大家来听就好。
Now Thomas, one of the twelve, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. Verse 24, John 20.
约翰福音的第二十章的二十四节，那十二个门徒中有称为底图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。
So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord," but said to them, "But Thomas said to them." Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it.
那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
Verse 26. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you."
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也与他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”
Then Jesus said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
耶稣对多马说。伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
And Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God."
多马说，我的主，我的神。
Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见我，没有看见就信的，有福了。
Now you see that when Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail mark in his hand, and put my finger where the nail were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And this sentence often construed as the lack of faith.
我们看到这里多马有说，他说我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，总不信。这样的一段经文，我们经常把它用来说明多马他缺乏信心。
And we quick to accuse Thomas for relying on sight rather than faith.
很多时候，我们把这段经文用来指责多马，他所信靠的是他的眼见，而不是信心。
But in the scripture, I don't see any sense that Jesus had accused and condemned Thomas.
但是其实在这段经文当中，我并没有看到主耶稣有指责多马的意思。
What Thomas really said is, "Yes, at this moment, I cannot believe." But can you give me some evidence?
在这个时候，我们看到多马他所说的其实就是，在这时候我没有办法能够相信。但是主，你能不能给我更多的证据？
And this is very reasonable to my mind, because especially when we define faith, is taking an action where the evidence point.
在我的脑海当中，他的这个问题其实是非常合理的。特别是我们知道，我们所有的信心，我们所要走的路是。照着证据所给我们指的方向去行。
But once the evidence present, Thomas doesn't hesitate and he believes.
我们看到，当主耶稣的证据向多马所显明以后，他没有任何的疑惑，他就信了神。
How do I know that Thomas believes?
我怎么知道多马他信了神呢？
Because Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God."
因为我们看到他对主说，我的主，我的神。
And then Jesus make an astounding statement.
我们看到耶稣在这说了一个非常让我们吃惊的这样的一个宣告。
Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
他说你应看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
And the first impression of this verse is that, ah, Thomas was less blessed than us.
我们看到的这一段经文，我们第一个感受就是，哇，多马他得到的祝福没有我得到的多。
So in fact, Jesus said this because Jesus wanted to encourage all of us.
我想主耶稣他说这样的一段话，他所要做的就是想要能够鼓励我们所有的人。
Because in the human history, only a handful of people physically see the resurrected Christ.
啊，因为在我们人的历史当中，只有非常少的一些人，他们看到了复活的主耶稣。
And millions upon millions upon millions of people have not seen the resurrected Jesus.
更多更多的人，他们并没有能够亲眼的看到复活。
And Jesus want to encourage the people for the generations to come.
主耶稣他想要为后代的人有这样的鼓励给他们。
But let us look at Thomas' process of building his faith.
好，我们来看看多马他是怎么样的能够让他的信心得到增长。
And first, he has a very little faith after seeing the evidence.
最开始我们看到他的信心不大，他所以他寻求证据。
And this faith is building on seeing is believing.
他的证据是建立在我眼见为实的这个信仰之上。
But once the evidence presented to him, he immediately took action.
但是我们看到当他一看到证据的时候，他就有了行动。
And then his faith become augment, increase tremendously.
所以看到他的信心就得到很大的增长。
And why could I say that?
我为什么能够这么说呢？
Because in the past, it was seeing is believing. And now, it's belief first, and then he can see.
我们因为知道刚开始的时候，他是先看到所以才能够相信。后来的话，他到了一个地步，他是能够先信，然后就能够看到。
And this is why he believed, and then he went to India as a missionary and died a death of martyrdom.
这就是为什么他信，所以他去了印度，他去传递神的福音，他在那个地方为主殉道而死。
And he believed first, and there's something he could never imagine.
这是他信了一些他以前从来没有办法能够相信的事情。
Today, India still have the Thomas Memorial.
我们知道在当今的印度还是有多马的一个纪念堂。
And then the Ma Thomas Church, Ma in Indian language means the Lord. Lord. Ma Thomas Church is still the largest denomination throughout today.
然后在印度的话，以多马的这样的名的这个教会的话，也是印度的教会当中一个最大的一个支派。
And how he died? He was run through the body with a lance.
他怎么死的呢？他是被拦腰斩死的，
被一个矛刺死。Because he preached the gospel, and the wife of the king believed.
因为他传递福音，他当时的国王的太太也都信神。
When the king discovered, he was very angry and take a lance, take a spear, and pierce into Thomas' body.
所以在那个时候的话，这个王的话非常的生气。他就拿一个长矛来刺穿了多马。
Now we come to understand what Saint Augustine had said.
然后我们也能够明白圣奥古斯丁他所说的话。
And he said, "I believe in order to understand."
他说我信，因为我要这样我才能够。
But all us engineers and programmers, we want to understand before we believe.
但对我们在做这些工程师来说，我们很多时候我们会说，我们先要能够明白，我们才能够信。
But the greatest faith is you believe and then you will understand.
所以我看到最大的信心就是当我们信的时候我们就会明白。
And just imagine if you believe in God but your heart has never had passion.
我们可以想象一下如果你信神但是你的内心当中却没有任何的激情。
And your mind without anguish.
你的心灵你的思想也没有任何的煎熬。
And your feeling without uncertainty.
你也从来没有任何的疑问。
In short, you have doubt.
你也没有任何的困惑。
Then the God you believe is nothing more than an idea of God, not just God himself.
如果是这样的话，那你对神的所谓的信仰的话，并不是信神自己，你信的只是对神的一个知识。
The father of faith, Abraham, clearly believed.
我们看到信心之父亚伯拉罕，他是有完全的信心。
But at some time he had doubts.
但是同时他也会有怀疑的时候。
Remember the story when he and his wife went to Egypt and he wanted to preserve his own life and tell the Pharaoh that this is not his wife but sisters.
你记得吗？当他和他的太太 Sarah 去埃及的时候，他为了保存他自己的性命，他对埃及的法老说 ，Sarah 是他的妹妹，而不是他的太太。
If it's you and me, it's fine. But Abraham was considered later on as the father of faith.
如果这样的事情发生在我们的身上，可能也不足奇怪。但是我们知道亚伯拉罕他被称为信心之父。
So we come to the conclusion that faith is not the absence of doubt, but the presence of action.
我们知道，所以我们的信心并不是表示说就没有任何的疑问。我们的信心只是代表说我们可以当我们看到证据的时候我们会有所行动。
And the Gospel Mark there was a story which are familiar with all of you.
在马可福音当中有这样的一个故事大家都很熟悉。
A man came to Jesus saying that my son is possessed by demon and the demon always threw him into the fire and water and tried to kill him but no matter how hard I pray to no avail.
继续有个人来到耶稣的面前他向耶稣祈求说他说我的儿子被鬼附了，鬼屡次的把他扔在火中、水中，要灭了他。我无论做什么，无论什么样的祷告，都无济于事。
And Jesus said, if you can, everything is possible for him who believes.
耶稣就对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
And then this man make an incredible request.
我们看到这个时候，这孩子的父亲有这样一个
请求。I believe, but would you help me with my unbelief?
他说我信，但是我的信不足，求主。
Now, what does unbelief mean?
这里说的信不足是什么意思呢
？Unbelief means I'm unable to believe.
这些表示说他的信心不够，他没有办法能够完全的信靠。
But I want to believe.
但是他却非常希望那个非常盼望。
So this is very important. I want to believe.
所以就像我想跟大家说的，我们希望能够相信。
So for this man, God answered his prayer and gave him more faith.
所以在对这个孩子的父亲，我们看到神应许了他的祷告，给了他更多的信心。
And from this story, we need that salvation is merely the need of man and the grace of God.
所以我们看到所谓的救恩其实是人的需要和神的恩典。
So faith is the will to believe.
所以我们看到信心就是我们要有个这样的意愿要去相信
It's the decision to follow
也是我们有这样的一个决定要能够来顺
And it's the determination not to quit
也是我们的一个决定我们要继续而不逃避
Another the important thing about faith is we have to have relationship with God
那我们讲到这个信心的话我们很重要的点我们要和神有关系有良好的关系
Because faith itself is not a proposition but a I thou relationship.
所以我们看到，我们其实讲的信心的话，就是我们要和神要能够建立，我们要寻求跟神的建立关系。
So all you remember years ago, the priest said to you, "Will you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?"
我们知道很多年前大家在婚礼上的时候都有这样的一句问话：你愿不愿意接受这个女人成为你的太太
？And the minute you said, "I do,"
当你说我愿意的时候。
You enter into an exclusive relationship with this woman.
在那个时刻，你就和那个太太建立了一个排他的这样的一个关系。
In the same way, the scripture asks the similar question.
同样的，圣经也问我们这样的一个问题。
Will you take this God man to be your Lord and Savior?
你是不是愿意接受主成为你个人的救主，你的主
？If you say I do, then you enter relationship with our Lord Jesus.
所以如果你当你回答是的时候，你就和神建立了一个。
So for those who said I cannot believe, but I really want to believe, I have a good news for you.
所以对那些他说我没有办法能够相信，但是我非常想相信的人来说，我有一个好消息给你。
And let me point out 4 points.
让我给大家来提四点。
And first, if you like to grow roses, don't buy an acre of land at North Pole. You go where roses grow well.
如果你想要来种玫瑰的话。你不要去跑到北极、南极去买土。
So in the same way, if you really want to believe, then you have to go to the place where your faith can be nourished.
所以如果你要去信，要有信靠信心的话，你要到一个地方能够得到信，得到你的
And you should come to church every Sunday morning, and then you should regularly associate with God's children. So for those who said, I don't want to believe,
如果对那些说我不愿意相信,
and I can say that no matter how good this children program,
那我会告诉他说, 不论我们这里有多么好的儿童的,
how delicious is your potluck,
也不论我们这里的这个晚餐有多么的丰富,
and how seeker focus of our Sunday worship,
也不论我们这里的敬拜赞美是多么的是为这些寻道者来安排,
and I must say it's useless.
我还是会说这些都没有用,
but we ought not to give up for these people.
当然我们不能够好像放弃这些人,
we should pray that they may have the willingness of heart to receive the gospel.
我们要为他们祷告, 我们要祷告他们能够有心能够愿意来接受福音.
And the second thing I advise is put your faith building material in your mind.
那我第二个讲的是, 你要把能够建造你的信心, 能够帮助你信心成长的东西放入你的脑海当中。
And first of all, ask without fear.
那第一, 你就可以大胆地去问问题。
When I work for IBM, sometimes I went to a meeting, and then they say so many things I don't understand.
在 IBM工作的时候, 有时候我去参加一些会议, 会议当中讲的很多东西其实我都不了解。
I afraid to ask.
其实那时候我不太敢去问。
But one time I mustered my courage and then asked.
有一次我鼓足了勇气我去问。
I discovered 90% of people don't understand also.
然后那个时候我就发现其实在会上的大概有90%的其实像我一样的都不了解都不明白。
So with this material at hand, faith should be born out from hard study, which will build a foundation.
所以我们知道有这样的一些材料的时候，我们知道我们的信心，如果经过我们的学习，经过我们的了解，就可以得到成长。
Faith without foundation will cause you to apostasy.
这个也可以让我们跟信心也fail
from faith.
给我们的信心带来一个非常好的一个基础。如果没有基础，我们的信心的话，我们有一天我们可能会离弃我们的信心。
And then we ought to discipline ourselves without greediness.
而且我们也要能够对我们自己要有很好的这样的一个纪律性。
Discipline is very important in all areas of learning. And the third thing I'd like to point out is we have to know clearly to clarify the object of faith. And two little boys were skating on the lake during the winter time. And their father said to one of them, and said, come back, come back, very dangerous.
父亲对他们说你赶快回来, 这非常的危险。
And the boy said, no, 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 I have faith, I have faith, I don't afraid.
这小孩还说, 说不用怕, 我有信心, 我有信心。
Now another boy is skating on a very thick ice.
其中一个小孩子在很厚的一个冰层上滑冰。
And he was trembling, said, I'm afraid, I may be drowned.
他那个时候他说, 我很担心, 其实我有很担心, 我会沉下去。
Now which one is more safer?
我问你一下, 这两位哪一个更加的,
so the object of faith is more important than the magnitude of faith.
我们信心的对象其实是更加的重要。
So who is the object of our faith?
我们信心的对象是谁呢?
Jesus Christ.
是我们的主耶稣基督。
How do you know?
我们怎么样才能知道呢?
So there's no, it's not possible for me to use 1 minute, which I have 1 minute, to explain to you why Jesus is the object of faith.
这是很难用很短的时间来解释为什么主耶稣是我们信心的,
but I point out a few things that you can go home and think.
但是我可以指出几点你回去可以有些思考。
Jesus is the object of our faith because there were internal and external evidences.
因为他是主耶稣基督是我们信仰的对象，因为我们在圣经当中可以看到有内在或者是有外在的证据。
There's a tremendous amount of historical and geographical data. And one important thing is the fulfillment of the prophecy proclaimed in the Bible.
最重要的就是在圣经当中看到非常多的先知他们的预言,
which constitute 40% of the entire scripture.
这个先知的预言在圣经当中大概占了 40% 左右的篇幅。
And then confirmation of the archaeology.
而且包括很多我们一些考古当中的一些。
And then the literature.
啊，也包括很多一些
And one thing people may ignore is the influence of the Bible.
啊，所以有些学生他可能会没办法没有办法抵赖的就是圣经它的影响力。
So let me give you one of millions of examples.
啊，但我给大家一个这样的一个例子。
And we see so many music compositions, and the greatest masterpiece, one of the greatest masterpieces, is by Handel, who wrote Messiah.
啊，我们知道有非常非常多的一些这个经典的一些音乐，那其中一个最好的，其中一个最有名的一个例子就是亨德尔他所写的《弥赛亚》。
And the work of Messiah was totally based on the Scripture.
啊，我们知道其实《弥赛亚》的这个乐曲的话，完全是根据圣经的经文所写。
And the focus on Jesus Christ as a person and God.
啊，那他这个的重点是集中在主耶稣基督，他是神也是人上。
And Handel himself was enraptured by the holiness of God.
然后看到亨德他自己，他被圣洁的神所感染。
When it was performed for the first time, the King of England rose spontaneously to his feet.
啊，在他们第一次演出这个作品的时候。我们看到当时英国的国王他自动的起立了。
And the people follow his example.
啊，那所有这些人也跟着一起起立。
And the interesting thing is the first performance was a charitable benefit concert to raise money to free 142 people from prison who could not pay their debts.
啊，其实他们的第一次的演出的话是一个慈善的演出，他们要来筹集钱，可以让那些被下在监狱当中因为没有办法来负债的人来。
Today, the same Messiah offers us deliverance. Jesus died on the cross to pay the debt of our sins.
We know that Jesus Christ, He died on the cross to pay the debt of our sins.
Now, another thing is our experience of Christ. And this is why in church we have a meeting of testimonies.
啊，这就是为什么我们在教会当中，我们有时候我们会有一些见证会。
So people can share what God has done in their life.
啊，在这样的会当中，我们弟兄姐妹们可以互相的有分享神在我们心中，在我们生命当中所做的。
But I must point out that faith is not just to feel good.
啊，但是我们必须指出的是，我们的信心、我们的信仰不只是好像一两件好的事情。
It works because it is true.
啊，因为它是。他之所以我们要信靠，是因为这是真实的。
And the last point you have to learn is just to do it.
好，我们最后一个我们需要学习的就是，我们有信心，我们就要去做。
And you can read a lot of books about Thomas Aquinas, Augustine, John Calvin, and Jonathan Edwards.
啊，你可以读很多一些关于圣经的学者或者信心伟人的书。
About the goodness of God.
你可以读很多关于神的良善的书。
But King David said,
但是大卫王说,
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
啊，你要去尝，感到尝尝主的良善。
And in the gospel, faith, Gospel John especially, faith is always expressed in actions, in verb, rather than noun.
啊，我们看到在约翰福音当中，看到这种信心，经常是用一种行动来表达。
Faith as a noun appears 7 times.
那信心的话，在用名词来代表的话是有七次。
But faith in terms of verb appear 70 times.
但是他在用一个动词，在一个行动来表达的时候有七次。
So back to the question of our sermon theme.
所以我们看到，我再来讨论一下我们这个关于怀疑的。
Is doubt a lack of faith?
我们的这个怀疑是不是表达我们就是缺乏信心呢
？And then.Let me quote one saying from Gary Parker in his book, The Gift of Doubt.
让我来引用一段Gary Parker 的时候他自己写的《怀疑的礼物》这段书中的话。
And then I will be through.
然后我就结束今天祷告。
He says, "Just imagine if faith never encountered doubt, if truth never struggled with error, if good never battled with evil, how can faith know its own power?"
他说到，如果信仰从来没有遇到任何的疑问，如果真理从来没有和错误有过任何的征战，如果正义从来没有和邪恶有过斗争，信心怎么会显出他的能力
？Socrates said, "An unexamined life is not worthy living for."
苏格拉底也这样说过，一个未经过检视的神生不值得而活。
But we can modify it by saying, an unexamined faith is not worth possessing.
那我也改一下说，一个没有经过检视的信仰也不值得我们活。
Doubt can stimulate faith to a higher level.
我们知道我们的怀疑其实可以能够刺激我们的信心。
And then doubt
到更高的地步。
Is an essential element for our faith.
啊，其实我们的怀疑也是我们信心当中的一部分。
It's my prayerful hope that this message may encourage those who may have doubt at this moment.
啊，这是我的祷告，也是我的期许。我希望我们今天的信息能够给那些心中还有怀疑的弟兄姐妹以鼓励。
And as a result, to take the action of faith to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
啊，愿你走出这信息的一步，能够接受主耶稣基督成为你个人的主和救主。
Let us bow as we pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we create us with intelligence.
主，你造了我们，你给我们有智慧。
With a thinking faculty.
你可以让我们有思考思索。
And you even challenge us to come and reason with you.
你也挑战我们说，你可以来跟你一起辩论。
You never accuse Thomas for lack of faith.
你也并没有指责多马他缺乏信心。
In the same way, you understand our human finitude.
主，你也真的是同样的，你知道我们人的有限。
We pray as the fathers in the story pray, I cannot believe, but give me faith.
主，我们就像这个我们今天分享这个经文当中的这个父亲所说的那样，我信，但我信不住。
We now pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
主，我们真的是奉主你的名祷告。阿门。
阿门。